This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. It is always good to look at your community from a fresh angle. As a region defined geographically and historically by the Ohio River, one of the most enlightening angles is from the river itself. That's exactly what thousands of local paddlers will do this weekend by taking to the river in canoes, kayaks, and on paddle boards. In the process, the paddlers will create spectacular views for those who decide to observe from overlooks in Eden Park, Riverside Drive in Covington, or Mount Echo Park in Price Hill, since now Paddle Fest goes downriver farther than it used to. We are joined now by the Executive Director of Outdoor Clubs of Greater Cincinnati, Kirsten McDougall, and Miriam Wise, the Paddle Fest Coordinator and Marketing Director of Ohio Outdoor Adventure Clubs of Greater Cincinnati. To join our conversation, please call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, and I truly do believe this is one of the great events of the summer. So, how many people, Miriam, do we have signed up right now for Saturday?
We have over 1,300 people who have signed up to float on Saturday. We expect to see hundreds
float.
More.
That makes it sound like there's no work involved.
For the most part, it's a pretty leisurely float, although we will have some people moving very quickly in our races. But 1,300 right now, and we expect many hundreds more throughout today until midnight when we close pre-registration and then for our on-site registrations over the next few days.
Okay. And one of the things I noticed is that there are now possibilities, I've never noticed this before in past years, that you can pick up your packets early. Mm-hmm. And there's one of those pickups tomorrow and one on Thursday. Is that right?
Correct. We have had a Thursday night packet pickup for 2 years. But we have introduced a second option on Wednesday. So we have an option on both the west and the east side. So our paddlers from across the Cincinnati area can come and get their packet.
And am I correct that these are at breweries?
They are. We have found through extensive research that paddlers like to have a good cold beer.
Oh, what a surprise. I just can't believe. One of the other things I was noticing this year, Kirsten, was that there's always been racing involved. But it looks to me like even that's gotten ramped up. And there's a term here, and maybe I've just missed it, SUP, and suppers, S-U-P. Yes. What's that?
That's a stand-up paddleboard.
Okay.
And I was first introduced to it about a year ago, and I am addicted. It's a great core workout, core and cardiovascular. And so, yes, we've brought those back this year as one of our races that we're offering.
So you can race on the stand-up boards.
Yes.
And is that down to the Roebling Bridge?
How far?
There are two distances. So you can race to the Roebling. That's the actual name of the race, which is 4.2 miles. And then we have some people that will be doing the full course as a race, which is 9 miles.
Okay.
Now, if you own a stand-up paddle board and you just want to paddle casually, you can also just bring your SUP and put in with the rest of the paddlers. You don't have to race if you have a stand-up paddle
board. Well, last year I saw that. There were a lot of people who had stand-up boards. Some of them, by the time that you got sort of past the public landing, were sitting on their boards and truly were floating down. I mean, they seem to have had it for a while.
After that short race, some people take a quick break before they get back at it.
Right. So, you know, for people who have not been involved in the past and maybe have never, you know, they haven't paddled since they went to summer camp when they were in junior high, is this something that a person who doesn't have a lot of experience, can they get out on the river? Is it okay?
Oh, there's no better time to get out on the river, in my opinion. The Coast Guard makes that happen for us by no barges and no motor activity
all morning.
Closes the river, just like the streets close for marathons, right? So we close down the river, and you have a river that really is more like being on a lake. It is not running so furiously fast that you can't control your kayak. That's why we have families come out with young children. And it is, having done it recently myself for the first time, the perspective that you get from being downtown on that river and looking at Cincinnati and then looking across at Covington, it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So this is very often on the bucket list of many people. They see our signs year after year and say, my, I need to do that some year. This is the year. The weather's going to be great. And we are so grateful to, you know, our sponsors that help us put this on, St. Elizabeth's in particular.
Okay. And that getting on the river and looking at the region, both the city and Northern Kentucky from a different perspective, that's what sort of my lead on this was. That is what I find fascinating right. every year. And I've participated right from the beginning, either as a worker or right. as a paddler. And I am certainly no skilled paddler, just ask my wife, who has a Girl Scout and has many more skills than I do in lots of areas. So I think it is possible for anybody to get out and do this. And
absolutely.
And everybody has to wear safety gear. And besides closing the river by the Corps of Engineers, there's also safety boats out there watching what's going on.
Correct. So we take safety very seriously because we want Paddle Fest to be fun and engaging for all ages of folks. And that means that people need to feel comfortable whether they're an experienced paddler or they're a beginner. So in addition to the Coast Guard shutting down the river and there not being any motorboats you have to dodge, we will have safety kayakers who are out and about throughout the course. These folks can help you if you have anything from a simple question to maybe needing a tow if you got a little tired there on, you know, mile 9 or 8.5.
Obnoxiously good paddlers, right?
They know what they're doing. We also have a number of anchored safety boats.
Right.
And these are in place in case we need to communicate any other type of problem on the river, and they give us a larger kind of anchor. So those will be scattered throughout, and each of them is equipped with a radio so that we're communicating with both sides of the water, their law enforcement, the Coast Guard. It's quite an ordeal, and it's executed because we have so many wonderful volunteers that are willing to give their time to make it run smoothly. So if you have a problem on the river, there'll be folks that can help you. Our safety boats also double as performance boats for our Rhythm on the River bands. There will be 7 different musical groups that you can see as you float. They'll perform from the water.
And maybe here.
And here, yes. And this is kind of like a way to use those safety boats in a second way. So stop by and hear some music on the river.
Yeah, so I know this existed last year, and maybe it's existed even before that, but it took shifting the course down past the public landing and now going down to the west side. And that is being able to go up in the Mill Creek. Why is that important?
People love the Mill Creek. It was one of the most positively received changes we made.
Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Okay.
And with the shift in course, you're correct. We were able to reach the Mill Creek. It used to be that Paddle Fest took out downtown and you didn't go far enough west. So we have, a great group of volunteers that are committed to the Mill Creek and want to share with people the unique benefits and challenges of the urban stream. We had a cleanup just this past Sunday of folks getting the banks of the creek ready for Paddle Fest, to kind of polish it up so they can show the Mill Creek off. That's an optional tour. You don't have to go and see
it. Were you working with the Mill Creek Yacht Club?
We were.
There you go. I'm a member.
They're excellent folks. And they will be on site to give some historical knowledge of the creek, talk about some of the bridges and why the Mill Creek is so important to Cincinnati. That's just a half mile extra paddle up the Mill Creek. So you're not adding a whole lot to your to your trip. And I think it's definitely worth it.
Well, the chance to go through the Mill Creek Dam and come to an understanding of the importance of the Mill Creek Dam to this region is, I think, really a big opportunity. People don't understand that is, when that was finally built after World War II, completed after World War II, that's what stopped the flooding in the Mill Creek. That's why we're not going to have another 1937. That's why we're not going to flood the West End every year. This is, but it's tucked away and people don't see it. And you can paddle right through the middle of it and go into the Mill Creek there at the entrance if you're only going to go a half mile up. It's a, that is a great opportunity in itself. That's really a great feature of this.
It is.
So,
in addition, I think Paddlefest gives recreationists an opportunity to realize the industry supported by our rivers and the economy, how it really does help Cincinnati so much. So we're so grateful to, you know, these industries have to shut down. And in that is a great sacrifice, financial sacrifice for us to be able to even host this. So that's their commitment to showing the river as something just absolutely beautiful to experience and to kayak as a family or a recreational enthusiast.
So just on a very practical level, this begins at Schmidt Field in the East End, correct?
Correct.
And it is possible for people to show up on Saturday morning and still sign up?
They can. We would love to see them before then. So our packet pickups that are happening Wednesday and Thursday, and then our paddler's party, which takes place at Schmidt on Friday evening, are all great opportunities to get registered on site and just ease the chaos of Saturday morning. Our put-in on Saturday opens right around 7 and closes at 8:30. So it's a pretty tight window to arrive, get your boat unloaded, start the entire registration process, and get on the water. Do we do it? Sure. But if you know you're going to come out and paddle with us, register today online.
Now, if you need to rent a boat, is that still possible?
It is. We have a few boats left. And as I say that, I have to admit, I cannot confirm 100% without my laptop in front of me. But I'm fairly confident that there are some kayaks remaining, maybe a few canoes. Those are all a first-come, first-served deal. So as you're listening, get on your laptop.
So if you've got your own canoe or kayak or paddleboard, you're okay. You can sign up that morning. And the comment was chaos. My experience has never been, it has never been chaos. It has always, there's been a lot of people, but this is an incredibly well-organized event. One of the real issues here is that it is raining. I think it's raining outside right now. And I think we've got rain in the forecast. How does that potentially impact an event like this?
We are a rain or shine event in that we will put folks on the water if there's a sprinkle. We think most people are comfortable enough with the outdoors that they'll go out even if there's a little bit of rain in the early morning. We will postpone the start of Paddlefest if there are thunderstorms for safety reasons. And then we also have some safety information if there were to be a thunderstorm moving in during the course of the event so that folks could come over to the Ohio side. And we, again, the safety boats are important because they sound that five-horn alarm that lets folks know we need to get you off the water. The only reason we would cancel the event is if we have higher dangerous water. And that means if we were to get rain for the next 4 days and the river popped up above a safe level, or if we had an algae bloom, which we're pretty safe from now.
That happened a few years ago.
It did. And it's a little easier in August than it used to be in June to avoid that. So I'm fairly optimistic that we're not going to have any high water chances. You might get a little sprinkle when you're out there, but as pretty as it is with a bright, sunny sky, paddlers often enjoy the overcast because you're working a little out there.
Yeah, you're sweating.
That's right.
A little overcast is very good. A little light rain is just fine with me.
Last year, we had a sprinkle at about 7:15, and it was nice.
Yeah.
People like to get cooled down.
It's just like runners. It's just like runners. They like a little. And, you know, we had an email. The closing of the river, is that the Coast Guard that engineers all that for you?
Correct.
Yeah, the Coast Guard, if you don't understand, the Coast Guard really controls that river, and they are really, they're responsible, and they take responsibility for those sorts of things. And we had a call from Rick. Do all the proceeds of Paddlefest go to outdoor adventure clubs, and what type of programs do you run?
Yes, they do. And in fact, I'm glad Rick asked that question. All of the proceeds do indeed go to outdoor adventure clubs. Just a couple years ago, we had the great fortune of adding Brewster Roads, as you know, helped us bring that.
He's such a shy individual,
oh,
isn't
he? Is.
I know.
I know. He's hard to get to know. But but we have a wonderful mission of getting urban kids, urban teens in particular, out into nature on different adventures every single month. We exist in 24. We have clubs in 24 schools in Cincinnati area and in Northern Kentucky. And we go out every single month, whether it's hiking or biking or kayaking. And we do have teens on the river for Paddle Fest, skiing, all the adventures to give these kids that equal access and that opportunity to gain the therapeutic and physical and emotional welfare, that wonderful improvement to their health.
Yeah.
So it's a great cause. So people can feel really good about, you know, getting their tickets to Paddle Fest today and knowing that it's going to help us. Actually, we have a roster nearly 1,000 deep. We have over 400 kids a month going out into nature because of OAC, Outdoor Adventure Clubs. And so we are just so grateful to all those. We have nearly 2,000 folks who come out for Paddle Fest, and all of it goes to OAC.
Okay. Well, that's very good. That's,
yes.
And the fact that some of those young people will be out in Paddle Fest. You know,
yeah.
Paddle Fest is one of those sorts of events that, yes, it's a float. You're going with the current. You still have to work.
Mm-hmm.
At least old people like me have to work. And there is a sense of accomplishment because there's no shortcuts on, you know, when you're paddling on the river and you got to get down to Gilda, you have got to stick with it. You've got to exert a little bit, and you got to find out that you can do it.
Right.
And there's lessons to be learned
from
that.
That's right. And Dan, you just said what our kids experience with OAC. So the very first time they're handed a paddle on a river that they've never been on, the empowering effect that it has on these kids to realize they can do it, that translates to all the success in their life. It really does.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're all set up, ready to go, and I'll see you on Saturday morning. Great. Maybe I can pick it up early, but I'm not a big brewery guy. So thanks very much to Kirsten and Miriam, and hope that you have great weather for all the Paddle Fest events, and it's not just on Saturday, but on Friday night and Saturday afternoon. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. Our segment producer is Layla Shakui, brand new title, wonderful. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website at WVXU.org. Stay tuned for Here and Now on 91.7 WVXU, coming up next.